Who would argue with Allah? Are my actions, speech, and thoughts consistent with my beliefs?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وضرب لنا مثلا ونسي خلقه قال من يحيي العظام وهي رميم قل يحييها الذي أنشأها أول مرة وهو بكل خلق عليم الذي جعل لكم من الشجر الأخضر نارا فإذا أنتم منه توقدون أوليس الذي خلق السماوات والأرض بقادر على أن يخلق مثلهم بلى وهو الخلاق العليم إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون فسبحان الذي بيده ملكوت كل شيء وإليه ترجعون صدق الله العظيم.
Who would argue with Allah? Some people argue that humanity and the universe just happened to come into existence without a creator. May we never be from them. But do we argue with Allah through our actions rather than our speech and thought? If we know that we will be resurrected, yet live our life as though we will never be held accountable, is that a form of argument? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, so be steadfast in faith, in all uprightness, O Prophet. The natural way of Allah, which He has instilled in all people, let there be no change in this creation of Allah. That is the straight way, but most people do not know. People can argue all they want. The truth and natural inclination cannot be changed. Absolute power to create and to change is in Allah's exclusive domain. All it takes when He wills something to be is simply to say to it, be, and it is. It is mentioned several times in the Quran. What do we make of it? We understand that we are powerless and in absolute need of Him. Also, all power over all things belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tells us in a hadith al-Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O my servant, all of you are sinners apart from those whom I protect from sin. Seek my forgiveness and I will forgive you. All of you are in need except for those whom I make independent. I am most generous, majestic, and I do whatever I will. My giving is a word and my punishment is a word. When I want a thing to happen, I merely say to it, be, and it is. Lastly, we all have to return to our Lord and face Him one day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so glory be to the one in whose hands is the authority over all things, and to whom alone you will all be returned. Glory be to Allah alone. Greatness belongs to Allah alone. He is in control of all the affairs of every single thing created. He commands and prohibits, creates and provides, gives and takes. He raises and lowers people's status. He alternates night and day, causes nations to rise and fall. His command and decree are carried out throughout the heavens and the earth, also in the oceans and in the air. May we refrain from arguing with Allah in thought, speech, or action. May we understand that He has perfect knowledge of every created being. May we recognize His absolute and all-encompassing power. May we glorify Him and prepare to return to Him. May peace, God's mercy, and blessings be upon you.